Angel Antics.
Love Talk Radio.
This is your host. Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Angel Antics. This is your host, DC Love. I'm joined tonight by co-host. Eileen, are you with us?
I am.
What kind of funky noise was that that you put in with you? My goodness.
That wasn't me.
It sounds like you came in on the wings of angels. Is that what happened?
Must be.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad that you're here.
Thank you.
No matter how you got here, I'm just glad to have you, Eileen. Thank you, my beautiful co-host. We are so happy that we have a beautiful guest this evening as well joining us, and her name is Eileen, but it's spelled a little differently, and her last name is Gottlieb, I believe. And this beautiful guest tonight, Eileen, is a heart healer. She's a speaker. She's an author. She's a guide, and she can help guide you to your conscious heart connection. And I don't want to mess anything up, so I'm going to invite our guest Eileen to come on with us. Eileen, are you with us?
I am. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And I was wondering if you could tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
I'd be happy to, DC. My background is actually in nursing, kind of an odd way to come into the metaphysical arena, but when I was a child, I realized that although I did not know this until being an adult, that I was very empathic and intuitive as a child, but I had no one to guide me. And so what ended up happening was I shut down all of my gifts at a very early age and was very beautifully awakened to them in a gentle way between 1985 and 1993, and then very wide awake in 93. I worked with a very fabulous facilitator of healing who beautifully introduced me back to my God source and Archangel Michael, who was the first angelic presence that I was blessed to connect with. And ever since then, I have been just so blessed to serve in doing energetic healing. My core work is with healing touch and quantum healing techniques. I am also a medical intuitive and just love serving my clients as I have for over 20 years. It's been quite a journey. So much has changed energetically on the planet over these last number of years. And it changes the way that we do the work. And in spite of how things have changed energetically on the planet, the work is always the same. I have always been guided that the most important aspect of healing is a conscious heart connection. And what I have been taught and listened to and hear for so many years is that all of us are in our human experience for the same soul purpose, whether we're consciously knowing of it or not. And that is to remember a conscious heart connection and to live our human experience through that. And so whatever is going on in our lives, if we are under any experience of challenge or suffering, if we break it down really quickly to, okay, so where am I in this experience that has to do with not being in my heart? And the minute we get into our heart consciously, we see the situation completely differently and can move forward in a good way. It's a very wonderful core tenet of knowing, and it's been a wonderful piece of wisdom that I've been able to share with clients all these years, and it's very meaningful to me. So I've really had a wonderful, wonderful journey, and I'm so grateful to be here with you and your listeners tonight, and I thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, thank you, Eileen. And now I'd like to bring on my co-host, Eileen. Eileen, are you with us?
I
I am. I'm here in the background. Just listening.
Awesome. Well, you know what? I'd like you to take a moment now in case we have some new listeners that, you know, aren't familiar with you. Can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself, please?
Well, I have been an intuitive and aware of spirits around me, of course, since I was a young child. As I grew up, I did, you know, practice things with my girlfriends. At, you know, 12 years old, I was doing meditations with my girlfriend and putting them in you know, relaxation modes and doing different experiments on them at that point. You know, speaking with spirits in houses that were haunted. As I grew up and moved more into this practice, Reiki found me. And through the Reiki, I began to open up more and more, started doing some paranormal investigations, which continued to open me up more and more. And one day, a friend of mine who knew I was intuitive and was always asking me questions for, you know, seeking through me answers, he handed me a deck of cards and said, "You need to learn how to work with these." And so I then took Doreen Virtue's class on card reading, tarot card reading. And so that's one of the tools I use today is tarot cards. But being an intuitive, they kind of just start off the reading, and then the reading just goes whatever direction that the messages are meant to be delivered. And that's it for me.
Oh, beautiful. And I, too, I'm an angel intuitive. I'm an open channel. I'm a healer. I'm an empath. And a couple more things. But you know what? I do want to start off, ladies. I have a little message that I put on Facebook. And it's from Jesus, and it starts off, "Always count your blessings. Look ahead to the new chapters of your life that are waiting to be written. God has seen you through every day of your life, and he will continue to be with you. Start off each day by giving thanks instead of complaining, counting your blessings instead of your problems, and always choosing to be grateful. Praise God and be open to all the miracles that are coming your way, as well as health, happiness, prosperity, and abundance. Thank God for each new day consciously and consistently, recognizing and appreciating all the things that you may take for granted. Pay it forward to others and expect nothing in return. Love and accept yourself just the way you are. Live more, smile often, dream big, and never forget how fortunate you truly are. May light, peace, and love, as well as true bliss, be yours today, tomorrow, and always. As you go forth on your journey, embrace all the possibilities and miracles that are waiting to happen, as well as the new beginnings and wonderful surprises. As the pages of one chapter of your life closes and you await the lines of July to be written, pause and reflect on all the good that God has bestowed upon you. Prepare for everything wonderful that July will bring, as well as the blessings that will come throughout the rest of the year. May we cherish our family and friends, embrace our faith more fully, and also thank the Lord for everything he has done in our life and will continue to do. May he renew the hope in our hearts, allowing our spirits to soar beyond the stars, filling us with peace and knowledge of his love once again." And it ends, "Have a blessed day. I love you, Jesus." So I channeled that, and I thought that, you know, it would be, you know, nice to share it tonight with everyone. So with that being said, ladies, are you ready to take some calls?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. And tonight, with tonight's format, who would like to start off? My co-host, Eileen, would you like to start off, or would you prefer our guest, Eileen, to start off?
Either way, I can start.
Okay, that'll be great. Okay, we're gonna start with our first call. Good evening, 509. Are you with us? Hello, 509. Okay, 509 is now picking up. I'm going to come back to 509. We'll try another number. Okay. Hello, 847, are you with us?
Hi, DC. How are you?
Hi, who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Jenna.
Jenna, hi, it's so nice to hear from you. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
Angel Antics.
Thank you.
Oh, goodness. We have a beautiful young woman on the phone that I had the great pleasure of meeting yesterday. And Jenna, we're going to have like three people tonight giving you messages, myself and Eileen and Eileen. Do you have a specific question?
Kind of in the area of love is where I've been kind of focusing on lately.
Okay, that's great. Sounds wonderful. Okay, my co-host Eileen, can you start off? And Jenna is, you know, she's wondering about love.
All right, well, let's see what we have for her. The first thing
okay.
I see, actually the first thing I see is that you need to be really honest with yourself and really, you know, contemplate and meditate on what your true desires really are. You have actually a very burning desire to find someone of passion, of equal passion or even greater passion. That's actually what you're desiring right now. And I just want you to know that you really are supplied for all of your tomorrows. Part of it is just aligning yourself and listening to the sounds of your own heart. Listening to a breathe, listen to your own rhythm. And as your body gets into that rhythm, it's going to connect you with the planet, Mother Earth, Father Sky. It's really going to forge you. You need that deep connection with nature. And as you find that, what you desire will come to you. What I'm really seeing is, in addition to that, is that, you know, you've really had been doing a lot of work lately and that you really need to learn all that you can about the subject that you've been working with. And as you do, it's going to bring you greater abundance. It's going to create a better life. It's going to create better position. It may even create a situation where you will meet someone of more like yourself. Anyway, it really is time for a positive change, and there's going to be a few situations that suddenly move forward. I see this really that it's very possible your very most undying love is about to enter your life. It's going to be shared. It's going to be eternal, and regardless of the situation might not look, you know, premium when you start out, or there may be, you know, some things that question. But this person that's coming into your life is actually going to be really the one that you've asked for. And so, you know, call your attention to, you know, anything that's holding you back, any past memories that keep uprooting in you. You need to resolve those so that you are prepared when this person arrives. In addition to that, you are also a sage of wisdom. And so you'll know, you need to ask yourself, and as you do, you'll have the knowing that this is the right person that was meant to enter your life. And that's what I have for you.
Thank you, Eileen.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Okay, hold on, Jenna. Don't leave us just yet. We have our guest, Eileen. Can you bring another message in for Jenna?
Jenna, when I read through the Akashic record, the more specific the question, the more specific the information. With the information that Eileen just shared with you, is there anything specific that you would like to ask that either is in relationship to what Eileen added or in a more specific aspect to the question regarding bringing love in?
Yes, there's a man I met. Where things actually did kind of start off a little bit foggy and not really, I just wasn't in a really balanced place. And so that kind of started and ended. This is somebody I work with, but mm-hmm. I just I don't know if this is somebody who's going to be that person. I feel very strongly, like, part of myself. I don't know. So I wonder if this person is significant for me in that area, or if something will come about with this particular.
Are you comfortable person. Mentioning a name or no?
Yes. His name is Michael.
Michael. Okay. So give me just a moment to tap into that. If you would, just take a breath into your heart. Your heart center and out of it for me. Thank you. Michael is an interesting energy. I think it's interesting that you're recognizing that when that relationship came in that you were unbalanced, and that is one of the issues that Eileen brought up for you, that addressing that sense of balance will be very helpful for you in terms of bringing in a match for you, someone that you can, I think Eileen used the words passion, share passion with. Being in equal partnership with someone is always the ideal for all of us in terms of relationship, whether it's an intimate romantic relationship or any relationship, truly. So if I ask, does it serve your highest good to consider a future potential with this person, Michael, there is the possibility of it. It seems like a very remote possibility, but it is a possibility. My best wisdom for you would be to not focus on that, but to focus on moving yourself into that place of centeredness, balance, a sense of knowing who you are, and a very clear sense of knowing the type of person and partnership that you are choosing to manifest and draw towards you. And then allow the universe to bring you that perfect person. There's a wonderful, are you familiar with the Abraham channeling with Esther Hicks?
Abraham Hicks, yes.
Yes, okay. So there's a wonderful exercise. If you Google it on either Google it or if you're familiar with it on YouTube, it's 68 seconds. I can never remember what the whole thing is, but it's basically the image on it is a woman with dark hair and sunglasses on, and it gives you a wonderful exercise that you can utilize not just for this but for anything in your life where you are able to focus with uninterrupted focus for 68 seconds on a specific thing that you are wishing or intending to manifest. It's equal to like 2,000 work hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get real clear about what your heart's desire is and then spend that quality time focusing on it, especially the emotion of gratitude that it already exists, your ability to draw that person to you will be expanded exponentially. If you have other opportunities for partnership between now and when that ideal person comes, it would be okay to explore the waters, so to speak. Ask if it serves your highest good to go out with someone if they ask you or if you're interested. Don't hold yourself back waiting for something. Allow yourself to be open to that which comes to you. Does that make sense to you?
It does, very much so.
Okay. My joy, sweetie, my joy. Good luck with it. Have fun with it, right?
Yeah,
because we get really serious about it, and then what happens is we, you know, there's a great energetic principle. What we focus on is what expands and grows. So if we get focused on the angst of it, that's what expands and grows. If we focus on the ideal of that which we're choosing to manifest, that is what expands and grows with a lot of joy and a lot of fun. So, yeah, this is about joy, and joy is supposed to be fun, right?
Yeah, that is true.
Well, you know, something to think about and consider. But thank you for the joy of connecting with you, Jenna. I appreciate it. Much love.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Eileen.
Okay, Jenna, this is DC. The first thing that I'm getting for you is the angels are saying, put on a happy face. That was the first thing they wanted you to know. You have to slow down a little bit is what I'm getting as well.
Yes.
Okay. And are you the kind of person that sort of wears your heart on your sleeve?
Yes. It's very hard for me to hold back my feelings.
Okay, because I'm seeing like a little heart on a sleeve, okay? Well, what I'm getting is I'm feeling like I'm seeing a big heart and it's off in the distance. And that to me is a symbol that a love interest is waiting to hear from you, okay? Mm-hmm. So just always try to be like enthusiastic and express yourself in a positive way. And the angels want you to affirm that I am a radiant being. I'm expressing my joy, my vitality, and my love. And while you're saying that, put on that happy face, okay?
Yeah.
And with that being said, the angels are coming through and they're saying, Jenna, love's not always all wine and roses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm getting is I'm seeing you looking for love, and I see a girl, she's looking to the right, she's looking to the left, she's looking for love, and the angels are saying, Jenna, you've got to do something different. You've got to get out of that routine, dear. You've got to try something new if you really want to meet someone. Okay, so that was their first message. And then I'm seeing a broom. You better watch because someone's going to sweep you right off your feet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are saying, dear one, you know, don't be afraid. Put your best foot forward, but don't pretend to be someone that you're not, okay? Because whoever mm-hmm. this special someone is that's coming, hon, they're going to love you exactly the way you are. You don't have to be anybody else, okay? Just be the beautiful person that you truly are, and everything else is going to fall into place, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, DC.
Yeah, so just, you know, like, don't, like you said, don't worry. And just, you know, when you're the person that you are, you send off these beautiful vibes, and you're going to attract that special someone, okay? So don't be afraid. I see a mother figure around you. They're going to be helpful in this situation with you finding that special someone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't be in, like, too much of a rush. That person is coming, but, you know, it's okay to wait a little while. Don't be afraid to wait is what I'm getting. Are you afraid, like, your clock is running out? Because I see a clock ticking, and it's like you're trying to play beat the clock is what I'm getting, you know?
Yeah.
So don't worry, it's going to be okay. Okay, you are going to meet that special someone. So just you need to have a little patience. But I'm getting, Jenna, but keep your eyes open, okay? And that's the message that I have for you this evening, hon. And thank you for calling us. It was our pleasure to connect, Jenna.
Awesome. Thank you as always. You guys are wonderful.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to put back on hold, hon, to listen in. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, while you guys were giving the reading, we had a friend saying that there was something wrong with Blog Talk, that people were having a hard time getting in. So I'm hoping that this goes well now. I'm hoping, you know, this works. I'm going to try to take another call, ladies, and see what happens.
Okie doke.
917, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Who do we have to play? Speaking with.
Hello, my name is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. Thank you for calling in this evening. Do you have a specific area of interest that you're calling in about?
Actually, you know, there are so many areas that I would like change in. Career.
Okay.
Where I live, love. So if you pick up anything, I'm willing to listen. You'll probably hit something that pertains to me.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. We're going to start off with my co-host, Eileen.
Yeah. All right. Well,
thank you,
Eileen. Kind of focusing in, she had quite a bit she wanted to ask about.
So whatever, I don't expect you to cover all those areas. Anything that you get a hit on is fine with me.
Right. What I'm getting, you know, really what I hear is about change. You just
You just want to shake it up and change some things in your life.
Yes.
And what I see is actually a change within you, a need to balance your emotions and really, you have not been getting out enough lately. And so what I'm seeing is that by balancing your emotions, taking the time to get out and enjoy life. You're not enjoying life enough.
Yeah.
Get out and enjoy some life. If somebody gives you an invitation, take it. Go to it. If there's, you know, some sort of activity, a wedding or a birthday party, go to it. You'll be surprised at how this actually really rises your energy level up, because it allows you to be around that positive experiences in life, and that's one thing that we all need. And also, you have some things that you've actually been really wanting to do in your life, some desires that you've been wanting to give birth to, your dreams. Nurture yourself, and you will find that as you do that, loving yourself, those things that you dream of are going to really come forward. And you're going to find the extra energy in your life to work on them, whether it be to be a little bit artistic, whether it's be a craft person, whether it is to go back to hand sewing. I'm seeing hand sewing. So I'm thinking at some point you worked with your hands on sewing or crocheting or something to that effect. And to give birth to something that maybe you had thought of doing way back when, it's time for you to do that now. I know sometimes things are really complex and it's hard to make decisions to make those changes. But you've been procrastinating. You have a desire, but you're not really sure how to move forward. So in order to do that, you have to do a little bit of research and see what is out there to offer, see what can offer for you. Another thing you need to do is you need to cleanse yourself. Shield your energy by putting, you know, a type of shield around you, like a blanket of white light. I have another way of shielding, but it's quite severe, and I don't think that's what you need. I think you just need to lighten your load, lighten yourself, call in the white light around you. If you want to have a conversation with the divine, invite in the violet light. And be a being of violet light and allow it to open up to the divine and any messages he has for you. There's been a little bit of drama around in your life. You need to detach from it. It's not yours. Don't own it. Don't hang on to it. Don't buy in. Okay? Just let it go. All these things I've told you, I've got Archangel Michael telling me, you can really do this. You know, you can really manifest what it is you want, Ellen. And so just have a little tenacity and, like I said, guard your energy, support your energy, put your energy in the directions of what you desire. That will, connecting with Archangel Michael, asking him to help you through some of these decisions you've been trying to make lately, is really going to help, because you have been procrastinating and that's been kind of what's been holding you back from your changes. You can make changes. I see you're meant to be making some changes real soon here, but you've been procrastinating, so don't do that anymore. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope that helps.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, beautiful, Eileen. Yes, Eileen, can you continue with the reading?
Absolutely. Hi, Ellen. It's nice to be with you tonight. I love that Eileen came up with her connection to Archangel Michael, because as you first started talking, that's exactly who came through. And I was going to ask you, do you have a conscious connection to Archangel Michael?
I every once in a while I do pray to him and so forth. And actually, I was reminded I need some shielding. My energy gets drained. It's a long story, but I remembered about Michael and his shield, and I was thinking,
right,
I will ask Michael to shield me each day so I don't just waste all my energy. And anyway, so yes, I was actually thinking of Michael today.
Wonderful. His presence, Ellen, is also very, very close to the earth. He is connected to every human being simultaneously and a wonderful, effortless archangel to connect to. So I'm glad that you have that relationship with him, and I'm grateful that you feel drawn to expanding that and being more conscious on a regular basis with it. I think you'll find that it will be very supportive. On your behalf, the question that I asked was, what would serve your highest good to know that would help you to understand the root cause for this need for change? Is that okay with you?
Perfect.
Okay. So what comes through for me, for you, Ellen, is that when there is a desire for change on the outside in so many different areas, I believe you said you were looking for change or information about change in your career, a move, love, etc. It represents a lack of ease with who you are being in your relationship with yourself. You see, when we see on the outside the need for change, it's reflecting, everything that we see on the outside is a reflection of that which we are experiencing in our relationship with ourselves. So if everything on the outside is unsettled, then we're unsettled on the inside. And so what I would invite you to consider doing is to take a look at who you are being in your relationship with yourself and create some changes there, some very conscious changes. Because when we're okay, you know, joy is an inside job, right? Yeah, does that make sense to you to have it languaged that way?
Yes.
Right, okay. So if joy is an inside job, then it doesn't matter where we are. It is who we are being in the experience of where we are. One of the first thoughts that came to me as Eileen was talking to you was, wherever you go, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we take our stuff with us. If we change a job, if we move, we're still taking our stuff with us. You know, it's a George Carlin thing. You take your stuff with you, and it gets bigger every time you move, you know, kind of a thing. And so when we feel unsettled, the place to go is in who we are being in our experience, in our relationship with ourselves first. And so you are invited to, as you connect with Archangel Michael each day, and as you ask for his light of protection or shielding around you to assist you in your energetic and emotional sensitivities, to make it a little bit easier for you to be in this human experience, you are invited, as you connect, to breathe into and out of your heart center and create as conscious a connection to your heart center as you can. And live your life experiences from that place of beingness. And see how that feels for you. And it may change your perspective on a lot of the experiences that you are currently addressing and those that are coming up. It's that desire for change. I think Eileen was talking about, and now I'm not remembering exactly what she said, but as you remember what Eileen shared with you, and some of the wisdom that she shared, if you add these things to it, I think that it will help you to move forward in a very empowered way. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Wonderful. My joy to connect with you. DC, go ahead and take it.
Oh, thank you. Beautiful. Ellen, this is DC, and I am receiving a message from the angels, and they're asking you to have faith and trust that, number one, that your material and your monetary needs are going to be met as you start to focus your energy towards serving your divine life purpose, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you're meditating, but meditating is coming in really big. And what they're showing me is, in regard to career, you're supposed to pursue a spiritually based career Because what I'm seeing is, Ellen, you have all the natural skills and you have all the natural talents that are needed to fulfill your soul purpose and your destiny as a light worker. And as you do this, you know, all of the needs that you have are going to be met. I'm being shown that you are a spiritual teacher. You have compassion for humanity. You have a deep love for life and for, you know, all beings of life. And the angels are saying, Ellen, you spend most of your time uplifting the people that are around you. You fill them with hope. You fill them with love. You fill them with compassion. And you see beauty and good in everyone and everything. And nothing gives you more happiness than watching someone else evolve and grow into their truer self. So, Ellen, you are a teacher of compassion as well as unconditional love. And you are here to help so many. I'm feeling the love of children, the love of people, the love of animals, the love of nature. And your guides and your angels are here today to tell you, please know that you are worthy of stepping into this role as the spiritual teacher that you're meant to be. Please do not second-guess yourself. If there's any fears around that, please let go of them. Hand those fears over to God and the angels, and just ask for your highest good to unfold, okay?
Yes.
And just,
yes.
You know, accept this and embrace this. It's part of, you know, your true nature, okay? And you're going to see that your path is finally going to light up for you, and you're going to finally feel that you're, you know, you're at home in the world, is what I'm getting. You're meant to help people. You're meant to heal. And you're going to find your own unique way of doing this, okay?
Okay.
And the angels are with you. They're going to help and guide you. And they're saying, Ellen, go out into the world and shine your bright light. And as I was saying that, I'm smelling tangerine, okay? And you could connect with tangerine oil, and that helps you with empowering yourself. And if you want to, you know, if you have problems with acceptance or forgiveness, and it even helps you, you know, with self-knowledge and connecting with that inner child, okay?
Okay.
And that being said, with this oil specifically, you can look, you know, into your past and you can look back and there won't be any regrets, okay? Your past has no power over you. You're not that person anymore, Ellen, okay? So what I'm getting is you have to face the past in order to own who you are today, okay? Today, the Ellen that's connecting with us on Angel Antics is a beautiful, healed person. She's whole, she's empowered, and she's very wise, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, please be at peace and everything. And our beautiful guest, Eileen, you know, she connects with the Heart Center. And the angels are asking you to envision your, you know, your heart as it is, like, completely healed, okay?
Okay.
So I hope that that's given you a little bit of insight.
Yeah, yes, lots of insight. I appreciate it. All three of you have given me insight.
All right.
Well, thank you. We're going to put you back on hold, and thank you for calling in tonight. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
We
ladies,
I'm
going to try to. What was that?
We love that in a guest. She got a little bit of stuff
we
from
do,
all
don't.
Three of us. Yes,
that's
beautiful.
Right. Well, we're going to bring on another guest, Eileen. Twisted Sister, hold on. Hello, 509, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
With Erica. Thank you for taking my call. I was actually the first caller, but for some reason it dropped, like, right when you were going to take, like, were going to place me off hold, which is really weird, but I'm glad that you were able to
Well, we've got you back with us, Erica. No, no worries, hon. Do you have any specific questions that you called in tonight?
Yes, I do.
Is there anything you want to
Yes. So my license was suspended, and yesterday I Well, I spoke with my attorney, and he told me a loophole. So I went into the DOL and filled an application for a restricted license. And I'm wondering how that will go. Like, how long will it process fine? And how long will it take me to, you know, have a valid license once more? I just feel like it's a hassle not having one. And you're always, like, kind of fearful, like, oh, shoot, if I get, you know, pulled over, you know, I can easily get a misdemeanor and get booked, you know, to prison. And I don't want any of that.
That wouldn't be good. You wouldn't be able to connect. Okay, well, hold on. We're going to see if we can get some of those questions answered. Twisted Sister Eileen, are you with us?
I sure am.
Okay, do you have anything that you could give to Erica from the Angels in regard to her circumstance?
That's a rough one. It's happened, but, you know, just know that they do give you that special license for a reason, because they do realize that, you know, you got to work and stuff. But can. I do know you can get in trouble if you're caught driving not, you know, if you're driving for fun and not
legally
for what you said you were going to be doing. But then again, who pulls you over doesn't really know your hours of operation at work or anything either. So
exactly.
You know. Yeah, just make sure
you got to be smart.
Yeah, just make sure you're not doing what you're not supposed to be. So, but the other things that I have for you in regards to your energy and what your guides and angels want you to know is that there's actually some doors that are opening for you right now. It's really a golden opportunity time for you. So even though, you know, you're asking about something that's holding you back or holding you down, that is actually not not really what's happening for you. Archangel Gabriel has come in and says that you need to really look at your dreams and nurture them. You're not getting what you have a dream of what you'd really like to be or do in your life. And you really haven't been doing that. Now it's time to put the energy towards that. If you don't really have one, if you're not sure what your passion is, do some great exploring. Take classes. Go on a seminar. One-day events. Whatever it takes. But right now, you're not doing what you really want to do, and there is something out there of passion that you would choose to do better. So go ahead and really love yourself and take the time to find that. You actually need to give yourself more unconditional love. That's part of the reason why you found yourself in a little bit of trouble here lately, is because you haven't been honoring yourself as well as you should. So no matter what the outward appearances are towards others or what, you know, people see you treating yourself, that doesn't matter. Love yourself. Stand in front of a mirror every morning and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. We are going to have a wonderful day. This is going to be the most grand and glorious day I have lived yet on this earth.
I said and that yesterday. I told myself that yesterday. Funny.
Well, so it is, there you go. It is definitely, so they're telling you then, that is something you need to continue to do. It is something you need to hear. You are beautiful. You are of honor. You are a really good person. And you are full of love. And you are that which is meant to be loved. And love really does start with oneself, and it grows from oneself. And you push it out, just like we do the white light when we push love around the earth. You push it out, and then you, you know, love the things around you. Start loving where you live, and if it's not what you love, then make it what you love. Redecorate it, even if it's, choose one table at a time and make changes.
What you've been saying is kind of interesting, because I was in a really bad car accident last Wednesday, so a week from now, and it just happened to be a drunk driver who was also on drugs, and he blew a stop sign. So I was driving perfectly fine, and he just T-boned me. You know, it was an accident, I understand, but that just, I was so scared because I was like, oh my God, I shouldn't be driving in the first place. I don't have a license. But the weird part is that the officers never like found out. They never gave me a ticket, nothing, you know? And after that incident, I just like was beating myself over it. Like, why was I at that place at that time? Like, man, I wish I was caught in a red light or something, you know? But I already got over it. Like, my attorney, he like, you know, he like made me snap out of it. And I, first I was just like, maybe, I'm not fit for law because I want to, you know, I want to go to law school. I've always wanted to become a judge, a commissioner. And, currently I'm interning at the governor's office, but it's not a paid internship. And to me, it's like, okay, well, I'm looking more towards the future. Like, I want the winter internship with senators and legislators, and that one pays really, really good. And I graduate this fall with my bachelor's in political science. So I try to, like, even though sometimes I'm like, crap, I'm in such in a hole, like, everything's so negative, then I snap out and I'm just like, okay, well, today's going to be a really good day. And, you know, the positive side is that this is going to force me to get a license, and I'm already proactive because I didn't know that there was, like, any way out of it. I tried myself, but there wasn't. And now this attorney is like, okay, well, let me show you the loopholes. And yeah. So,
well, one of the things I have here right in the middle is that you've had, and this is word for word verbatim, you've had an unwise choice, learn what you can from the situation, review everyone's motives, including yourself. So that's pretty spot on, but I just hadn't gotten quite there yet with your reading. But that, I mean, to me, that's what you're telling me, is that you knew you
were more
it
cautious. Yeah.
Right. So, well, let me finish up with what I have to tell you, though. You actually need to go out and clear your head and, you know, go outdoors, go for a walk. You know, maybe it's time that you got a bicycle and that you learn to walk. Or ride the bus, because that gives you an opportunity to take time and think. So, you know, get outside, get some fresh air. I also have Archangel Azrael that is telling me that really this is the end of a situation for you. This is creating a real spiritual transformation for you. So don't just view this as an external or outside thing that is happening to you. This is actually meant to change your view with the human eyes that you were given. It is also meant to change your view with your spiritual transformation. So continue to grow. It's all part of your journey. You were meant to go through this. I'm sorry it's rough, but it is time. It's time for you to move on and, you know, reassess, take a couple long rungs, steps up on that ladder, and look down and see who you were, and look up and see who you want to be. And that's the message I have for you today.
I will. Thank you. That was on point. I am reflecting a lot.
Beautiful, Twisted Sister. And we're going to continue on. Eileen?
I'm here. Hi, Erica.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, our joy, sweetie, our absolute joy. So much of what Eileen has shared with you is so valid and so true. And and you asked specifically, will the application for your license come forth in a short period of time? I think that it more likely than not will. It's what it feels like. But I so agree with what Eileen has shared in terms of the value of this experience. We all co-create every experience, whether it's a physical trauma, whether it's an emotional trauma, whether it's something wonderful in our lives or not. And so what I feel very drawn to say to you about this is in alignment with what Eileen has already shared, and that is that this time was intended for you to be reflective of your choices, the actions that you have taken, not for the purpose of being in judgment, but to learn from the choices that you recently made that brought you into the situation that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You are choosing to be in a field that is absent in many situations, integrity, honesty, and compassion. And if you are choosing to step into this political science, this political legal system, this system is in need of reform, of people that are choosing to participate in it, that are committed to bringing in light to a system that is broken.
Mm-hmm.
You are more than capable of holding that space if you so desire. And so you're in a choice point, a point of deciding or choosing, how are you going to be in your day-to-day life?
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge opportunity and a very important one that is definitely worth paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about whether you get caught or not. It's about what do you choose? How do you choose to be in your life experiences? Do you choose to be in them with integrity? Because if you do, what that will bring you in the end will be so incredibly magnificent. So truly, this is a wake-up call, an opportunity.
I hear you,
and I so agree with that. So the question is, are you willing to pick up the phone, right?
Mhm. Yeah, and even though this happened, mm-hmm. It took me a couple of days to, like, you know, get in touch with the attorney and snap out. And then that day we spoke in the morning, and then, like, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to continue with my life. And then I had a job interview that day, which I had canceled the couple of days before because I was just like, mm-hmm. oh, I can't make it, you know. And mm-hmm. So I went to the interview, and then she, like, arranged so that I can have rides with a different employee. And then mm-hmm. that way, you know, and it's a good job. Like, I really like, though, she worked it out really great, and she offered me the job.
Wonderful.
On the spot.
Wonderful.
So I just think that maybe this accident, like, it happened, yeah, but it probably was best this way, or otherwise I would have been in a different situation, maybe a lot worse. So, mm-hmm. I mean, this one's making me get things done. And so I think that, like, I just roll with things now. Like, at first I was like, okay, maybe I'm not good enough for law, but now I'm just like, no, like, I'm going to continue my life, you know, and go get what I want. So,
okay.
So I kind of accepted and I already forgiven myself for being there in that spot,
good.
You know?
Good.
So, yeah.
Just keep
on,
in mind, who you are being in your life experiences is more important than the doing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. You have an extraordinary opportunity, if this is the path that you choose to take, to be a force of change.
Mm-hmm.
And being a woman and a female energy in a female age is a very powerful presence. It's up to you. I wish you
yeah.
much joy
yeah.
with this. It's a very exciting time for you. So
I'm excited, yeah.
I am also for you. Okay, sweetie, my joy to connect
Thank
with you.
You.
DC, what
you
do you
too.
Have to share with
thank
our
you.
Little Erica here? You're welcome.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Hi.
Thank you, Eileen. Erica, this is DC, and what I'm getting is I'm seeing that this was brought upon because of something you have experienced in a prior lifetime. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have learned important lessons, and the
yeah.
lessons that you have learned, hon, are blessings to you currently. So the angels are saying, Erica, congratulations. You've taken a really painful situation, and, you know, you've grown from it. And everything that you've gained from the situation, you're going to be able to apply to every other area of your life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's time now to just, like, let go of that because it's now run its course. And
mm-hmm.
you're going to find that, you know, doors are closing, but also doors are opening. And you're not alone. The angels are helping you to, like, really walk through those open doors because you're going to walk through doors of opportunity. And I'm seeing that you're healing, you know, as you were speaking, from pain, you know, sorrow, feelings of loss that usually accompany, like, those kinds of transition, and you're doing a great job. And part of the reason I think all this occurred, you know, besides being part of a, you know, like a past life lesson that you had to continue to learn, is I'm getting from the angels, Erica, it was time to just slow down, breathe, and smell the roses. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was getting because the angels are saying, Erica, are you, you know, were you taking on, like, more than you can, like, can handle at the time? Were you trying to force things to happen? Sometimes we get out of flow, like, with the universe, and then we realize, oh, my goodness, mm-hmm. it's time to slow down, breathe, and just, you know, go over and smell the roses, you know? Because the angels are saying, hon, when you're rushing around, you know, trying to get everything done, it is so easy to get stressed out and to really get, like, burnt out, okay? And
mm-hmm.
and then they say, you know, truly want to create things and accomplish things, Erica, you have to take time out of your day to just play. Because if you're not taking time to play, you're not taking time to have fun, and you're not living in the moment, and you're not being in a state of joy, you can easily become disconnected from your divine connection.
Yeah.
So the angels are very proud of you, Erica. Do something for yourself and make sure that you have some fun because you've certainly earned it, okay? And when you're done having fun and you're done playing, you're going to come back. You're going to feel so refreshed. You're going to feel renewed. And you're so amazed how, like, everything seems to just go with the flow and, like, move perfectly, okay? So just realize joy is a frequency that you want to always connect with, and joy is a frequency of creation. So if you want to create, you have to take time out to play. And that's the angel message that I have for you this evening, Erica. And I want to thank you for calling in. Thank
Erica,
you. So I'm going to put you back on.
Me.
You see, I wanted to add one more thing to Erica.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Erica,
Eileen.
What I'd like to add, actually add something to what Eileen was telling you about bringing yourself forward and, you know, being that voice of change. Obviously, you think differently than a lot of people probably in Washington. You called into a show to ask your angels what information they have for you. And so you're open to that. There is a woman that has been trying to work her way into politics. She is phenomenal. And I just want you to look her up, take a look at her, look, you know, more or less her campaign type work rather than her spiritual work, which she's a phenomenal spiritual worker. Her name is Marianne Williamson. She actually rewrote the book, DC, help me out, Miracles. I can't think of the name of it. I went blank. But anyway, look her up. It's MarianneWilliamson. And, you know, she is very much into politics. But she also is very much into doing what's right by one another and doing the spiritual work. And also she's, you know, a female mentor that you could look up to. But she's really awesome. And if you're going to continue to do this work, we all are here trying to move the earth forward, the world forward, in being a better place, a happier place, a more enlightened place. And this woman is very enlightened, and I just thought I'd give you that suggestion. All right, Erica?
Nice, yeah. Very quickly.
Thank you, Eileen.
Is there a time frame when I can expect having a license? It's just that I'm really having a hard
We're going to have to hold that question to call in maybe like next week. We do have some more callers on hold, hon. So I'd like to, you know, you back on hold and connect with a few more callers. But no, don't be
fine.
Sorry. You can call in again next week, and we will answer it then if you'd like, okay?
Okay, thanks. Have a
Thank
good day.
Thank you, hon. Have a great evening. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Good evening, 646. Are you with us?
I am. Hi, DC. Helena here.
Hi, Helena. It's very nice to hear from you this evening.
Thank you.
There anything specific that's on your mind?
No, just messages. And the book by Marianne Williamson, well, that she partakes in, is A Course in Miracles.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
God, beautiful. Yes.
I get all nervous and befuddled and can't remember things sometimes. Thank you very much for that.
Helena came in. Helena's a beautiful lady that I've had the opportunity to connect with several times. I'm going to start off with you, Twisted Sister. Do you have any angel messages for Helena?
Well, Helena, did you have a question for us, or do you just want your messages?
Messages, please.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, let's see. The first thing I have for you is that you need to start delegating. Instead of always trying to do things yourself, divvy that work out. There's a lot of other people out there that should be helping you, but you aren't asking. You're not receptive to allowing it. And so you need to allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to be open to receive help from others instead of trying to do everything yourself, girl. No one can do that, especially in this day and age. There's just, the energies are moving so fast. It's almost impossible to keep up. And so you need to start asking others to help you out. The next thing I have for you really is you have been becoming increasingly sensitive lately. And it's been due to a couple of relationships that have become a little more harsh than they used to be. And it's just not making you feel very good. It's making you feel very, very just uncomfortable. You just, like you're not comfortable in your own skin right now due to this. And so you need to actually avoid these harsh relationships. It's very possible that it could be, some sort of chemicals or something that are around or maybe come with a certain person, like if someone's working in the fields or in pest control or something, they come home with toxins on their clothes. And what I'm being told is that you need to get away from those types of toxins. And whether it be environmental or whether it be relationship, there's something that's kind of toxic. And you just need to get away from it because you're very sensitive to it and you're really picking it up. And it's harming your own energy. It's not making you feel good right now. So, you feel that. In lieu of that, you actually need to nurture yourself, okay? It's very important to really nurture yourself. And, work towards what it is that you want. You're actually pretty contented right now when it comes to your family life. Your emotional needs are pretty much being met, and your relationship is more than trustworthy. So that's looking good for you on that phase. You've had some decision. You have a decision, though, that you've been needing to make. And you need to stop, do your research, and move forward. Give birth. It has to do with your dream. It has to do with nurturing. You've got to nurture yourself in order to align yourself, find out your information, and lavish abundance on your dreams. Stop procrastinating, all right? That's what I'm hearing is you have so much to offer. Stop procrastinating. And for me, this is a short message, and that's what I have to tell you.
May I ask, is the toxicity, could that be where my part-time job is?
Yes, it very well could be. Could be very environmental. Around a lot of toxins, that's really actually, it could very...
over time, it's very likely it'll create a health issue for you.
I don't intend to be there much longer. Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. As long as you can make those changes. But, you know, some of that is also in the rest of the reading that you need to really, you know, nurture yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have, like I said, I'm feeling that you have a really complex decision that you've been kind of putting off making. But the problem is you really actually don't have enough information. And so that's why you haven't made that decision yet. Please do your research. Take the steps that it's going to take. Don't procrastinate any longer. And give birth to that which you are meant to be. All right?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Helena.
Oh, beautiful. Eileen?
Hi, Helena. How are
Hello.
You this evening, honey?
I'm well. Thanks.
Good. Since you asked for just general messages, I've been
mm-hmm.
sitting here asking for whatever information serves your highest good for me to share. And
mm-hmm.
and all I keep being drawn to is the physical, is your stomach area. Are you having any challenges there?
No, but I've been overeating a lot, and I overeat at my part-time job.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not that
okay.
It's stressful, but it is, and there's a little bit of a pest problem, and I don't know if they're spraying or doing anything.
Okay. I'm hearing what Eileen shared with you in terms of toxicity on that emotional
mm-hmm.
level, and
mm-hmm.
where that's being reflected is in your gastrointestinal system.
So. Mm-hmm.
Whether it is a physical toxin or an emotional toxin that is manifesting itself within there, there's a lot of congestion in the liver and gallbladder area.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know how Eileen said it would be really a good choice for you to nurture yourself?
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways that you might consider being in that nurturing mode is really taking a look at the food that you're eating.
Yep.
And allow yourself to perhaps work with someone that can assist you unless you have knowledge of how to do a good bowel cleanse first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that can be
yeah.
either a very specific kind of herbal preparation or simply through the foods that you eat.
Mm-hmm.
And because you don't want to do anything to cleanse any other part of your body without starting with the bowel so that it gives everything a place to dump into. Otherwise, what happens is everything backs up and we get really uncomfortable and feel really horrible.
Okay.
So if you have a practitioner that you like to work with, I would invite you to consider that and really shift your diet to be more clean.
Yeah.
Stress eating, we all do it.
It's been over the top for me, though, lately.
Right. And your body is letting you know that it's reached its max.
Okay.
So if you can choose to avoid the classic things that are
mm-hmm.
generally not good for us, your sugars,
mm-hmm.
your
mm-hmm.
dairy,
mm-hmm.
red meats, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
And do a clean, if you can eat vegan, for
mm-hmm.
a good month, it would
mm-hmm.
probably serve you very well. And if you can do organic, even better, because
mm-hmm.
then you're bringing
mm-hmm.
in less and less toxins and giving the body an opportunity to really come into more and more balance. Does that make sense to you?
It makes total sense because I've been ODing on bread. And, you know, I've gone
mm-hmm.
through many phases where I don't eat any of it and I shouldn't be eating wheat and gluten. And I keep
right,
ODing
right.
part of its stress. So, yeah, total sense.
So you want to consider taking a look at what the underlying stress is and clear
yeah.
whatever that issue is in whatever format. Perhaps there's someone you like to work with. Perhaps you have energy wellness tools that you like
mm-hmm.
to work with. Maybe you
mm-hmm.
like to do prayer work. But whatever
mm-hmm.
your way of doing it is, I would invite you to consider taking a look at that first, because once you clear that, it makes it so much easier to nurture yourself in the other areas that your body needs to be nurtured in or will respond nicely to being nurtured by, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're so very welcome. My joy. DC?
Thanks.
Thank you. Helena, this is DC. The angel message that I have for you is basically it's time to release any feelings that tell you that you're not good enough.
Okay?
And the angels are saying, you know, dear one, you're truly beautiful, but yet you sometimes struggle, you know, to allow your inner magnificence to show. Okay? You've got to become, you know, comfortable with the person that you are and just know that you were perfectly created, okay?
Yeah.
And what I'm hearing is inner child. What I'm getting, even maybe with this eating and everything, you're sort of like at this time, you're currently healing those old emotional wounds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the angels are saying, Nina, it's time to rewrite that story, okay, as you're healing this beautiful inner child. No matter what your past was, you know, your guides are with you, your angels, and they're saying, please, look at things like in a new way, okay? I mean, you may have grown up in a household that didn't practice and really teach unconditional love. Maybe you felt like you were, like, left out emotionally. There might be scars in regard to that. And you might be thinking, well, what did I do to deserve this? You may feel like, you know, that you were neglected or mistreated. And, you know, there may be some feelings, you know, that you didn't get the love that you required. But instead of, like, going over this, instead of reliving this painful past, you're being asked to heal the wounds and rewrite that story, okay? It's time now, as you know, you're connecting with us to really connect with your beautiful inner child, to go within and imagine what you look like when you were this beautiful little girl. And just, you know, maybe at age 6, and talk to, you know, 6-year-old Helena and let her know that, you know, she does matter and she's so worthy of love. And Helena, it's time to heal the past, okay? Because as you heal that inner child, you're going to notice that you're going to start to see the world with a fresh new set of eyes. And, you know, it's going to take a little patience. It's going to take a little bit of perseverance. But ask yourself what you need to finally be at peace with this, you know? What is it you need? And, you know, you're going to be nurturing that inner child. And it's really going to help you to, you know, forgive those that were in your past that may have caused you some pain. So please, you know, think about it. Start to rewrite that beautiful story of yours, okay?
Yeah,
and look at all
you.
The ways that you've thrived in your life, Helena, despite what you may have gone through. And take a look at all that you've learned and have compassion and forgiveness for the people that may have caused you pain in the past, okay? I'm feeling you're going to be, it's sort of like you're going through like a major breakthrough. You're going to get through this, and when you do, you're going to be finally free of that past, and you're going to be ready to write that new story. And you may even take all the lessons you've learned and use them to help people. But it is time to start writing a new story. And just know that you're worthy of love, and you're worthy of all the beauty that life has to offer, Helena. Okay?
Yeah.
And what I'm getting, I'm seeing like water at this time. I'm seeing like, are you thinking about maybe going overseas or something? I'm seeing like large bodies of water.
No. I mean, I'm near the Atlantic Ocean, thinking about going to the beach.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing like large bodies of water. New opportunities are coming your way. Okay, and there's a ship coming in, and the ship looks like it's filled with, like, a big amount of money, Helena, and it's coming in just for you.
Awesome. Because
And just, the angels are saying, Helena, everything is going to work out to your highest good. And what you may have seen as an obstacle is actually a blessing in disguise for tomorrow, okay?
Uh-huh.
So just trust that everything is going to work out for your benefit, hon. And just, you know, let go of the doubts, let go of the fears, okay? You're surrounded with love. Your angels are all around you. They're helping you heal. And they're saying, Helena, we're here for you anytime you need guidance.
Awesome.
And that's my message for this evening, Helena. God bless you, and thank you for calling Angel Antics.
God bless you, DC. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have another caller. Hello?
Hello, 570. Are you with us?
Oh, I am. I didn't realize you. I didn't know it was 570. How are you, ladies, tonight?
Good. This is DC. Usually we have Eileen running the board, but tonight DC is here with you. Can I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Linda.
Hi, Linda. You have three of us tonight that are going to give you some angel guidance and some. You're going to connect with your heart space there as well. Is there anything specific that's on your mind?
Nothing too specific. It's just that I've been told, you know, from different psychics, and it seems like everything that keeps coming up is being a light worker. I'm not going and doing what I should be doing, and it's time I get on my stick and do it, but I don't know how to go where to find doing what I need to do, or I keep praying about it, and is it a work situation? Is it just a free time situation? And just something on that aspect.
Okay, that sounds great. Twisted Sister, would you like to start us off?
Yeah, I sure would. Okay, the first thing is I rarely ask questions, but I'm going to ask a question. And that is, when you're praying, are you asking, what is it that I'm supposed to do?
No, where am I supposed to go to do it?
Okay. Because it has to be shown. Show me. And also say, make it really obvious. Now, make sure you pay attention to your synchronicities. This is something DC talked about, I think, just last week. Is being really, really aware of those synchronicities, whether it comes to a song, when you keep seeing the same numbers being repeated, whether it be 568, 777, 444, whatever it is. There's a Doreen Virtue puts a book out there that you can look up almost any number in, and I think 0 through 999, and you can find out what that number means. But there's a synchronicity. He's been showing you. You've been being shown. Sometimes we just don't see what it is they're showing us, is what I'm saying. So ask differently. I guess that's how I want to phrase it. Just ask differently and see if it's shown to you. Or choose something. Choose a specific, whether it be Reiki, whether it be card readings, whether it be,
No, I know what I can do. It's just the fact as I know what I'm capable of doing, but I don't know where he wants to place me to do what I need to do. That's the thing.
Yeah. You're not seeing the doors open. Well, anyway, let me give you what I have, because I'm not seeing anything. This is what I'm seeing is that at many times you're expecting the worst, and it's becoming, so you're not seeing what the opportunities are. These become really self-fulfilling prophecies. And, they just don't align us with what we want. So what you must do is already see yourself doing what it is that you already desire and move towards it. You've had this desire to move on, to search for something a lot more meaningful. Your emotion, everything has grown that direction. And so it's about, it's about actually moving towards it. If we've been given the idea, that's one of the first steps he gives us to moving towards our desires. So the question then begs, how many steps did you take towards that? And as long as you continue to take steps towards your desire, at some point you'll arrive. Now, the other thing is, if you've been trying to go through traditional methods or whatever, it might not be working. So really seek out a good mentor. Even if it's just a group of like-minded friends, join a group of friends and drop into the energy of that group. As they are all already moving forward, that energy will put you in the vibrational energy of a group of people that's moving forward with that type of work. And so that's one way of aligning yourself and making those steps forward. You've got to make some forward movement because things will keep moving forward. The other things that I have to tell you all coincide with each other, that you really need to, take the time to love yourself, say no to others when their demands are taking your time and energy away from that which you desire. You have been becoming increasingly more sensitive, so be careful about that because that has to do with some of the people that have been around you. I do see, though, that there is someone that has been pulling on your heartstrings, and either that or somebody soon is going to be coming into your life, and they are just going to be they're just going to hold your heart, and you're going to hold theirs. They really are very much aligned with you. And this is just going to be one of, sometimes I say passion. Some relationships are of compassion. Some are understanding. Some are good mates. This one is just going to be of the heart. I see a relationship of the heart coming to you. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope
now,
that.
Do I know this person or you don't know that?
I don't know that, but I don't think you do.
Okay.
I don't think you've actually met them yet.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting is they're coming. They're just not actually there yet. But I think it will be really pretty soon.
Okay.
But in addition to that though, you're going to be very sensitive. So if people you meet in any way are harsh relationships, stride away from those, and love yourself enough to say no. That doesn't align with you, and it's going to take too much of your time and energy. And you have things to focus on. And I believe as you're doing that work, that's when that person is going to come because they're going to align with your true energy. And that's the message I have for you, Belinda.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that was Eileen?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Linda. How are you this
evening?
Hi,
honey. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. If I'm understanding your question correctly, you're very consciously knowing what your gift is for your light work. What you're asking is this a type of work that you will receive a payment for, or is it work that you will offer as a gift? Did I understand that correctly?
If I would need something that I would have to get paid for at this time in my life. So if it's not doing that type of work, then I need to seek other work that it's going to pay me.
Right. Okay. So is your question, does it serve your highest good to do your light work with a fee for service connected to it? Is that a question that you're asking?
Well, it's kind of both questions. Like if I do desire to do the work that I'm put here to do, I am,
mm-hmm.
at this time of my life, I do have to take a paycheck.
I'm hearing you, but I'm not clear about what you're asking. Are you asking whether you're supposed to be doing it?
Yes.
And if, okay. Okay, and so what we know is that if you're being guided to do it, that it needs to be a fee for service in order for you to be able to do it full time or to do that as your primary service right now. Correct? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So Linda, if you would just take a moment and just breathe into your heart center for me. Nice deep slow breath. Just enhances my connection to you, so I thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And so indeed, doing your light work is, as you are gifted to know what service you can offer, it definitely does serve your highest good to begin to do this. And in that you are masterful at what you do,
what you know you are gifted in doing, you will not have any problem at all in receiving a fee for service. In the beginning, as you become more creating a reputation, you know, where people are knowing who you are and the gifts that you are here to utilize to serve, there may be gifting involved, perhaps being at groups where facilitators of healing are gifting those that come for sessions, similar to people coming for a call like we're doing tonight. But that in a very short period of time, it will turn into a fee for service for you that will be sustainable for you in this time of your life, and you will be able to be financially abundant with it. Self-care, though, is very important, something that Eileen alluded to. In order for you to do this work on a full-time basis, self-care is crucial for you to pay attention to. And so think of it in terms of the service that you're providing to other people. In order for you to do it, you must take care of you, right? Does that make sense to you? And it's a very specific energetic need because you're very sensitive energetically. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are you also empathic, Linda? Do you pick up on everybody's emotions?
Yes.
Okay. So what you might consider doing is because this is part of what you're going to be asked to guide other people with. You know, that which we need is that which we teach, right? And so being able to be very clear about how you are able to manage energetically, staying in balance, having these wonderful sensitivities, these gifts of empathy and intuition and sensitivity to teach those that are challenged with that gift how indeed they can create that sense of balance for themselves so that they're much more comfortable in their skin for this human journey. The younger people need guides like you that can show them the way to be in their bodies and be very productive in this realm. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Are you drawn to work with younger people?
No, I've been actually working with an older group of people I was taking care of. It was just the opposite.
Interesting.
So,
Eileen, can you hold on for a second, hon? Twisted Sister, we're down to 2 minutes. Are we going to shut off? Are we gonna, just going to cut out?
No, actually, it will continue until we're done with this caller. And
okay, that's
the only thing is it will not be recorded, but we'll be able to stay online. Yes, no problem.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Thank you, Eileen. You can continue, hon. Thank you so much.
No worries. Linda, I'm hearing you in terms of what you're saying is that you've been working with an older community. You may find, and I think that Eileen also alluded to this, that really paying attention and listening and allowing your internal, your intuitive knowing to guide you, you may find that you're being guided to work with younger people. Obviously, we have free will in this dimension, and so you can choose who you will work with. But there are many in that age range that will benefit from your experience and your wisdom, especially as it relates to being very sensitive and empathic and intuitive. And I wish you much joy in this because there is a great need for very conscious light workers to be supporting humanity right now. So thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you. And I just need to ask you a quick question. When I close my eyes and breathe deeply, do you have a black cat with big shiny eyes?
No.
Oh, okay. Because
I do
picked
not.
That up somewhere. Okay. When I was doing that and I was breathing, I just saw a black cat with big shiny eyes, and I just had to ask you that.
No, she or he is not mine, but thank you for sharing. Blessings, honey. DC? Okay, DC?
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Hey, thank you so much, Linda, for calling in this evening and for being our last caller. And please, you know, continue to listen to the show and call us again. And I'd like to end by, Eileen, tell everyone, you know, where they can get a hold of you, please.
Oh, I'm happy to. If anyone would like to schedule a reading with me for a private session by phone, they can reach me either by phone at 561-602-1989, either by text or by calling, or you can visit my website at www.Eileen, that's I-L-E-N-E, thehearthealer.com. And you can get a beautiful opt-in gift there, which is a wonderful meditation and a heart-conscious promoting meditation. And it will be my joy to be of service. And I thank you, DC and Eileen, for inviting me on the call tonight. It was a really lovely evening. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
It was our pleasure. And Eileen, my twisted sister, can you give everyone your information as well?
Well, I want to thank everybody for coming and joining us on Angel Antics. You can find me, Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, last name Powers, P-O-W-E-R-S, and just find me on Facebook for now. That'll be fine. And DC?
Yes, the easiest place to find me is on Facebook as well, and it's DC Love. And I have a website, www.therealdclove.com. And I'd like to say thank you to our guest and thank you to you, my co-host, and as well to all our beautiful callers. And how do we always end our show, Eileen?
I love you.
I love you. We love you, Eileen. We love you, Linda. We love you, all the callers.
Love you.
Much love back.
Blessings.
Love you.
Blessings.
Angel blessings. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.